So today is a significant anniversary in your life.
It is.
15 years ago today. Now, it's also a significant anniversary in my life.
The year 2000.
Yes, in the year 2000, what could we have possibly been doing where each of our lives would cross paths and we would both remember this day? Actually, the official anniversary date was the 25th, but the 26th, I'm sure, whenever he woke up, he was just like, whoa. November 25th,
In 2000?
2000.
You and I had already joined the show, right?
Yes, we were a year into it.
I don't know. What could this have been?
November 25th, 2000 was the day that I got married.
Oh.
15 long, arduous years ago, which would also make this the 15-year anniversary of Meatball.
Meatball gate.
And the 15-year anniversary of your last beige. Funny how those two go hand in hand, isn't it, Mike?
It certainly
I
is.
seriously cannot get past. Now, I forgot it was my anniversary altogether. All day yesterday.
Wow.
Did
You've
the.
been married to for 15 years?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know.
Carpe, what's your secret? How do
Carpe,
you keep it
Carpe,
interesting?
how do you keep love alive?
How do you keep it spicy in the boudoir?
She sent me a note this morning that just said, S, we both forgot today was our anniversary, or yesterday was our anniversary. Which I was like, oh, well, you know. Look, I don't really care. We're not one of those couples that, whatever.
You didn't have to stop by the diamond doctor on your way home yesterday.
Yeah. Casually stop by the diamond doctor. I'll have that diamond, doctor. Yeah, so, but I cannot, if I do remember the day, immediately, within 10 seconds,
You think of him.
I think of Mike.
Yeah.
And
Let's revisit what happened, because a lot of people have no idea.
Yes. So at my reception, the wedding was at St. Thomas Aquinas. Down there on Abrams. And then the reception was at Lakewood Country
Yeah,
Club.
Lakewood Country Club.
Great reception. Who played Mr. Pink?
Mr. Pink, yeah.
The kind of Sinatra-y, Vegas-y,
Yeah.
60s lounge
I
act.
wonder if they're still around.
I'm sure some incarnation of them's doing something. But yeah, they were fantastic. That was a great reception, by the way.
Thank you. And I guess the food was all, provided via Lakewood Country Club.
Outstanding. I had these meatballs. Man, had like 15 of them. So good.
So there are two things that are very notable about that wedding. One was Davy Lane, who I don't think he was married yet.
Which time?
The first one,
Okay.
right? Yeah. But he was dancing, doing Sinatra dancing with his, I think, fiance, and which I'm sure she was forcing him to do after he had a kale salad with no dressing on it, which she forced on him as well. Remember this, Tim K.
Yeah, this is all ahead for you.
Right.
And you probably and the anniversary thing, you're probably not going to get out of it quite as easy as he does.
Yeah, where you just kind of both forget about things.
Yeah. Be careful, because about 6 months outside of your wedding, don't be surprised if you get a quesadilla slapped out of your mouth across the floor of the corner tap. It'll happen.
Yet if you enjoy a nice quesadilla, just don't put sour cream on it.
I'll try not to.
I told you, no sour cream. It was almost like Mommy Dearest. No wire hangers. Dave's just like, he's got this mountain of guacamole and sour cream on this tortilla.
And he's supposed to be on a diet.
Yes.
That's already started for me, though.
Oh, Tim
she's
K.
already controlling me on what I eat.
Oh no, Tim K. So anyway, he tried to do some move with her, and I think she probably had a couple of Pinot Grigios and just
or the whole box
ate ass on the dance floor, and it wasn't like any.
Whoa.
Yeah, she fell down.
You mean like girls?
She fell. Stop it. She fell down so hard, and it was like one of these
he
really
went full on Marnie on her,
really big. Production.
It was a disaster.
Oh yeah, it was. It really was. And
her bones turned to dust because he fell. On her.
He
didn't she weigh
her?
Like 68 pounds?
Yes. Dave was like at 280 at the time. Just sucked the life out of her
with the opera man haircut.
Yes. So that's one thing, and then the other thing is Mike, who I look over in the middle of the reception. Wow. And he is walking to his table with a pyramid of meatballs.
I was the pyramid.
With a toothpick at each hand. One for you, one for you.
He had like 40 meatballs.
I didn't have 40. I had nowhere near 40. I couldn't eat 40 meatballs if I had to, especially not those. But
so,
however many I did eat, they... As you'll hear, they made their presence known.
So, yeah. So, I leave, go do the whole honeymoon thing, come back. We start talking about the honeymoon, and Mike just voluntarily starts talking about the night of the reception.
Well, he just had the look on his face like he was just waiting for you to finish talking about your stupid honeymoon.
Right.
So, he could ask you some questions about the catering.
And I think the question was, hey, did you feel ill in any way that night? Like, what? No. Did you have any of the meatballs?
He asked me too. I was like, man, yeah, I had like two plates of them. They were amazing.
Yes. Well, Mike had meatball backfire. So go ahead and tell what happened that evening.
And how you held your family hostage for hours.
Well, I didn't hold them hostage, but it hit me quite hard later that night. And several trips ensued. And what made this difficult
trips.
Was at the place we were living at the time, there were like two bathrooms. One was at the end of a hall. And it was right next to my young daughter's bathroom. The other connected her bedroom to ours.
Right.
It was right in between them, you know?
Yeah.
And she was in there up late. She had a friend over that night.
Oh, God.
And these trips to the bathroom, of which there were several, were all...
You didn't have time to make it to the end of the hall. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, no, I did, but they were all
noisy,
quite noisy. Yeah.
Okay, so why didn't you go to the bathroom that was furthest away from her bedroom?
I did, but it was still right there.
They're both
so
right
you were
there.
Trapped,
yeah,
no
yeah,
matter what.
Yeah, there was none that was far away from her bedroom. Now she today. Says that she remembers nothing of this. She hears this story turd.
Paging Dr. Freud.
Yes, she hears this story told on the air, and she tells me that she remembers nothing of this, that she didn't hear anything, and whoever a friend was in there didn't hear anything, but... I got to tell you, I don't see how they could.
I think she's blocked it out because she was a small child then.
She's 11, like,
yeah.
12, 13.
Yeah, I think she's blocked
yeah,
it out.
Somewhere around there.
And I picture her her friend underneath a sheet in the corner of the room, uh-huh. Like in their safe place.
This would have been what year?
2000.
Okay, she was 11 or 12.
Yeah. Just like, reciting some sort of something to keep her keep her mind right?
No, I don't think she has. I believe her when she says this, partly because I want to.
Just singing Catholic hymns.
Right.
Just to get through the troubled times.
But partly because she would think this was so funny that there is no way she would...
have forgotten it?
Yeah, that she would have forgotten it. Or let me off the hook with it.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But take my word for it. It did happen. It did happen, and I for sure have not forgotten it.
But how certain are you that the meatballs are the culprits to blame?
I'm pretty certain, because I didn't have much else there besides them.
He had the pyramid.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many I had. I don't think it was quite the pyramid, but it was probably a fairly substantial number. I mean, you say you rummaged through two plates.
I had a fair amount. Yeah. It wasn't like had a half of one.
Yeah, so did
I. But I didn't have like the three pyramids and then the Sphinx over here recreating Egypt at your table. All in meatballs.
He had fake King Tut, you know.
And they seemed fine at the time.
They were delicious.
Yeah. I thought, you know, there was going to be no ramifications or anything like that, but boy, there were. Most serious.
And man, the other thing that I remember most about that wedding is, so we, you know, they have the car take us to our hotel, the Crescent over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get in the car, and one of my friends from high school was in the car and drunk off his ass, you know. He's like, I'm going with you. I was like, I don't care. Well, I'm not going to... We're not knocking boots back here if you want to come with us. So,
Netterson?
Stein, actually.
Stein?
Yes.
Never heard of Stein.
Yes, you have. So me and Stein are headed that way. And as we're going down Gaston, an ambulance passes us. And the ambulance's siren is on. I'm like, wow, wonder where they're going. They don't think about that again. So again, go on the honeymoon, all that, come back. And her mom tells me that as we leave and everybody else is leaving too, the ambulance pulls up to Lakewood Country Club and hauls ass. Two EMTs run into the country club, into one of the women's bathrooms. And it was the bathroom that they ran into wasn't even the bathroom that people were using at the reception. Mm-hmm. It was kind of around the corner where you, like, I don't know, check in, walk in the main entrance.
The meatballs had already attacked some old broad in there.
No, the Julie's 15-year-old cousin had been, like, walking around and grabbing the half-drunk champagne glasses.
She went Spalding?
Yes, and was knocking them back.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
And got so drunk that she ends up wandering around. Some worker found her in that random bathroom with puke everywhere. Passed out. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Had to take her to the hospital, stomach pumped, everything.
Really?
Yes, dude. Yeah.
That's a little wedding footnote I'd never heard before.
Right? It's always exciting.